Welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and the Tavern Chat Podcast, amongst other endeavors. Also, youtube.com/ Eric Tenkar, ERIKTENTENKAR. Smack myself in the head for that one. It's where we do the live streams. We have live streams every Wednesday with myself and Bad Mike from North Texas. And on Friday nights, there are live streams with me and either Joe the Lawyer or Glenn Hallstrom, also known as Old Man Grognod. Probably best known for his Thacko's Hammer, where he is one of the main hosts. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're in 2021, and 2021 means I want to jumpstart a few things. This week, my goal is, I might be out and about on Tuesday, but I'm hoping that by the end of Wednesday, by the time I log off of Talking Crit with Bad Mike, that my side of Torchlight number one is ready to go. We'll see. Best laid plans. But more importantly, and I do really mean extremely more importantly, because I think this is going to be, well, hopefully for me, it's going to be a good experience, and hopefully for my players, it'll be a good experience. So I plan on kicking off a new campaign in 2021. I want the majority of the content to be created for that campaign. I don't want to use a box setting or a setting written by somebody else. I want the adventures to be pretty new. And there's a couple of reasons for it. If I create content, I can put it up either in Torchlight or publish it otherwise. But when you do your own adventure, when you do your own setting, you can fill in the blanks and it's accurate because it's your setting, right? At the same time, I know that when I kick off this campaign and I'm going to put the open call out, it's likely I'm going to do this as a once-a-month live campaign, probably using Roll20. Maybe a different VTT. I got to experiment with some VTTs and get some feedback on that. There have been some good improvements in other, can't call them third party because they're all third party VTTs, right? But there are the virtual tabletops out there I want to try. And there are some campaign software or websites I want to try. One that I'm looking at right now, Scabbard, might be all I need for what I want. We'll see. But I'm also thinking that I need to find a good site where I can run play by post. And now, why is that? Because whereas I'm going to put aside one night a week to run a game live, I am thinking I could put aside 15, 20, 30 minutes a day to run a game or multiple games, same world, as a play-by-post. Now, the problem, my experience with play-by-posts, is that they start out of the gate pretty well, and usually they slog. And they slog with combat. And I don't see running a play-by-post with round-by-round combat, because that makes a game that, you know, what would take an hour in real time probably last 6 months to a year in-game, because you have to wait for everybody's turn to come back and yada, yada, yada. So I am thinking that when they come to an encounter area, you give them the encounter, and then I get, what is your initial plan? What's your plan A? What's your plan B? what is your character's initial first, second, and third round actions, assuming success or failure. And that should enable some of that to speed up. But I want to do a play by post because I feel I can online. Yeah, online gaming to me is not the same as running face to face at a convention table or at a game store. Face to face, I can comfortably run 8 to 10, maybe as many as 12 players. Online, that limit is probably 4 or 5 strangers, and the online game is going to be drop in, drop out, so it's mostly going to be strangers. And if there are people I personally know, and therefore I know how to keep their attention focused, maybe I can up those numbers to 6, maybe 7. It's harder. There's more distractions when people game online with the VTT. Simple fact of life. As a player, I've suffered from it. I know players that have, when gaming have, at the same time, been doing world mapping and stuff like that for their campaign world, which is, you know, which has taken up that conscious part of their mind, which is taking place in their subconscious. I don't know. There's got to be a little back and forth on that. But I think if I can pull this off, and for me to do this effectively, I'm going to need a site that has strong tools for play-by-post. That's the other problem with play-by-post. A lot of times it gets bogged down in the periphery, in the basic posting of it, right? But if something speeds up the combat or something that just makes things an easy-to-use, pleasurable interface, not just for the GM, but for the players, I'd love to hear about it. So I'm looking for feedback on this one. If you don't feel comfortable calling the show, and I'm not requesting that you do, but you can call the show if you're on Anchor. If you want to call and leave a voicemail, 347-509-5168. 347-509-5168. That is the Google number. You got about 2 minutes on that one. You can leave an email, tankcarstavern@gmail.com. And email there and say, hey, listen, check out this website or check out this app, whatever. I'm open to it all because I want to run a live game and I want to do a play-by-post and allow an intermingling. I mean, play-by-post, I could, in theory, have more players participating. You can handle the splitting of the party a lot easier on a play-by-post than you can in a face-to-face, because not everybody has to be sitting around twiddling their fucking thumbs. And nobody wants to do that shit. But all goes well. Kick this off before we end the first quarter. So before the end of March, I'm hoping maybe get something ready to go in time for TotalCon. Maybe around that time. Now, TotalCon's a month and a half away. Now, remember, Mike and I are going to be doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night of TotalCon with a live show each night. We're going to have guests. We're going to try to make your virtual convention be a bit more, a bit more cheery and beery and bar-like and con-like. So we'll see. We got a few things in play, but really, please, play by post. I'm looking to give this a try in addition to running an actual VTT game in the same campaign world, same area, and I'd like to get this intermingle. So give me some feedback. Give me some ideas for play by post software or website that you think is awesome. I'd love to hear about it. I really would. Folks, we are in the midst of the world of the pandemic. What does that mean? It means life is not normal. Use your common sense to keep yourself, your loved ones, your family, your friends, your community healthy and safe. There's only one you. Okay, I can't come out. The old Apex Tech commercials here in New York City when I was growing up. We can't call you, so you'll have to call us. Well, I can't tell you what to do. But you'll have to reach into your common sense. You'll have to reach out to a medical professional that you trust and follow their advice. Folks, be safe. Be well. God bless each and every one of you. Again, we are in a new year. Hopefully 2021 is a marked improvement over 2020. Roll your dice, roll it well, and knock on wood, God willing, I will speak with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.